The answer is always Jesus Christ. President Russell M. Nelson spoke of this during his closing remarks in April conference. The answer is always Jesus Christ. Before Jesus Christ appeared to the Nephites, his voice was heard, including these words of supplication in 3 Nephi, chapter 9, verses 13 and 14. Will ye not now return unto me and repent of your sins and be converted, that I may heal you? Behold, mine arm of mercy is extended towards you, and whosoever will come, him or her, will I receive. President Nelson goes on to say, Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ extends that same invitation to you today. I plead with you to come unto him so that he can heal you. He will heal you from sin as you repent. He will heal you from sadness and fear. He will heal you from the wounds of this world. Whatever questions, whatever problems you have, the answer is always found in the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. Learn more about his atonement, his love, his mercy, his doctrine, and his restored gospel. Turn to him, follow him, close quote. I always feel something urgent in my heart when President Nelson pleads with us. I have heard him plead with us several times in the last few years, and he's not just asking us to do something. He's pleading us to come unto Jesus Christ. Have you ever pleaded with your Father in heaven for something that you needed? You know what that's like to plead. A prophet of God is pleading for us to come unto Jesus Christ so he can heal us. Did you hear that? He can heal us. Who in this world of turmoil and commotion and confusion doesn't need healing? There seem to be so many in the world needing healing from something. There are those within our circle of influence, within our hallways, within our classes, within our groups who need healing. Well, how does Jesus Christ best heal us? I think fasting and prayer is one good place to start. He can heal us as we do temple work. He can heal us as we come unto him with broken hearts and contrite spirits. I believe that healing can come from angels who are around us. Let me ask you this. Have you been an angel to someone recently? Have you reached out to someone whom you thought maybe needed a little extra comfort and care? Many within our midst need a healing hand of friendship and love, someone caring and understanding, and I urge all of us here at Ensign College, students, faculty, staff, to reach out to know who may need someone. For those of you who need someone to help you, pray for that. I know that your prayers are going to be answered. I know someone will help you. In the quote above, President Nelson encouraged us to learn more about Jesus Christ's atonement, his love, his mercy, his doctrine, and his restored gospel of healing and progression. You know, I've thought about it, and I don't really know how the atonement works. I don't know how it works, but I've decided that I don't need to know how it works because I know it works. I think we're all aware of the redeeming power of the Savior's atonement. Jesus Christ suffered for our sins. that we may be forgiven and return to live with Him and our Father in heaven. All we have to do is repent, and we are made free of those sins through the atonement of Jesus Christ. I also know about the enabling power of the atonement. It can give us the power to do better, be better. We don't have to walk the covenant path alone. We can walk with Him. In his talk given on October 2022, President Nelson said, quote, "Because the Savior, through his infinite atonement, redeemed each of us from weakness, mistakes, and sin, and because he experienced every pain, every worry, every burden you have ever had, then as you truly repent and seek his help, you can rise above the present precarious world. You can overcome the spiritually and emotionally exhausting plagues of the world, despite the distractions and distortions that swirl around us. We can find true rest, meaning relief and peace, even amid your most vexing problems." Close quote. I'll never forget how I felt when President Nelson said in the April 2022 conference, "Discover the joy of daily repentance." Daily repentance. I had to think about that. You know what? There is joy in daily repentance. Now, I'm not saying I do this perfectly. I have to spend a little more time on my knees. I have to think about my day. What are some of the things that went wrong? What was it that I did wrong? Or what did I not do that I should have done? Repentance can free us from the guilt we may feel for things that we've done wrong. We don't have to carry that guilt. We don't have to carry that guilt around with us. The price has been paid for all of us. All he asks us to do is repent. And yes, we can feel great joy as we repent every day. President Nelson encouraged us to learn more about the love our Father in heaven and Jesus Christ have for us. President Nelson said in the October 22 conference, quote, "I love you. I assure you that our Heavenly Father and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, love you. They are intimately aware of your circumstances, your goodness, your needs, and your prayers for help. Again and again, I pray for you to feel their love for you. Experience their love is vital, as it seems that we are accosted daily by an onslaught of sobering news." Close quote. The scriptures tell us of the love of God. In John, we read, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." The love of God is shed abroad in the hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? We can seek and find love as we do what Jesus has asked us to do. There are several things that Jesus has asked of us. He asked us to come unto Him. In the first talk he gave as an apostle of Jesus Christ, Neil L. Anderson said, quote, We proclaim our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. All that we are, all that we will become, we owe to Him. While we gaze in awe at His majesty, He does not ask us to stand our distance, but He bids us to come unto Him. "I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him." Close quote. If we come to Him, He will come to us. He invited them all to come unto Him and partake of His goodness, and He denieth none that come unto Him. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In 3 Nephi he says, "Verily, verily I say unto you, if ye will come unto me, ye shall have eternal life." The Savior also asks us to follow him. In the 2016 Easter message from the church, it said, "If we follow Jesus Christ, we will find new life. If we trust him, he will show us the way back to God." The scriptures are full of things like that. "Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest." "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." "And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me." We will find new life if we follow him. The Savior also asked us to walk with him. President Henry B. Eyring said in the 2017 conference talk, quote, "May we each choose to walk with him and recognize how he walks with us," close quote. The scriptures again say, "And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. And thou shalt abide in me, and I in you, therefore walk with me." When we walk with him, he will walk with us. The last thing that I've chosen is the Savior has asked us to learn of him. In an article written for the Ensign, President Thomas S. Monson said, quote, "When we respond to the Lord's gentle invitation, learn of me, we become partakers of his divine power. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Learn of me, and ye shall have peace in me." As we learn of him, we can partake of his divine power. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland said in his April 2021 conference talk, quote, "Many among us struggle with any number of challenges, physical or emotional, social or financial, or a dozen other kinds of trouble. But many are not strong enough to address in and of ourselves. For the help and peace we need is not the kind the world giveth. No. For the truly difficult problems we need what the scriptures call the powers of heaven. And to access these powers, we must live by what these same scriptures call principles of righteousness." I talked about some of those principles when I talked about what the Savior has asked us to do. Follow him. Walk with him. Learn of him. Elder Holland goes on to say, quote, "In a world tossed with tempest and not comforted, as Jehovah said it would be, how do we find what he called the covenant of peace? We find it by turning to him who said he would have mercy on us with everlasting kindness, would grant us peace, in spite of frightful prophecies and unsettling scriptures, declaring that peace will be taken from the earth generally. The prophets, including our own beloved President Russell M. Nelson, have taught that it does not have to be taken from us individually. Let's try to practice peace in a personal way, applying the grace and healing balm of the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ to ourselves," close quote. In this difficult world, sometimes peace is hard to find. The Savior promises peace in this life. It's very difficult to find peace in your heart when you feel angry or hurt, when you feel anxious or depressed or alone, when you're worried about tests or assignments or even your family. You can find peace in this world and in your heart. Elder Holland goes on to say, prior to that first Easter, As Jesus concluded the new sacramental ordinance he had administered to the 12, he began his majestic farewell discourse and moved toward Gethsemane, betrayal, and crucifixion. However, sensing the concern and perhaps even the outright fear some of those men must have exhibited, he said this to them and to us. I'm going to close the quote for a moment. Elder Holland goes on to quote in John chapter 14. Remember, he says the Lord is saying these things to us as well. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John chapter 14 has been one of my favorite chapters to turn to. I have turned to that chapter again and again. I turn to the chapter when I feel lonely or anxious or even afraid. I turn to the chapter so that I can seek peace that he has promised me. Within that chapter, I find that he calms my heart and offers me peace and comfort. I am a witness that he will not leave any of you comfortless. He will come to you. Peace does not have to be taken from us individually. We can find personal peace. Our Savior will reach out to us in moments when we do not feel at peace. Again, he will not leave you comfortless. He will come to you, and I know he will. Dear friends, he knows each and every one of you. He knows your name. When God the Father and Jesus Christ appeared to the young Joseph Smith, God the Father called him by name. Joseph, he said, this is my beloved son. I know that he knows each of you by name. He knows your trials, your burdens, your pain. He's calling us to come unto him for peace, for comfort, for strength, and for healing. Reach out to him. He's there. You will find him waiting to reach back to you. He knows your needs. He will send you answers to your questions and solutions to your problems. What is our answer to the commotion and chaos of this world? The answer is always Jesus Christ. What is the answer to emotional distress and anxiety? The answer is always Jesus Christ. What's the answer to hopelessness and loneliness? The answer is always Jesus Christ. I believe that all of you were sent here at this very time because you have a work to do. God saved his choicest spirits to help prepare the world for the second coming. We need to be prepared for his second coming. He knew he needed strong young women and young men to help overcome the evils of this world. But that does not mean that we'll be without tribulation. We will all have challenges to overcome. We need the redeeming and enabling power of Christ's atonement to strengthen us to overcome the powers of evil. There is an evil one who wants us to fail. He wants you to feel as if you're not good enough. He wants you to feel lonely and afraid. He wants you to feel like you cannot be who our Father in heaven knows you can be. But our Savior can give you the power to resist the temptations of sin. To those who have felt darkness and loneliness surround you, I have felt that too. For those who may feel weak and incapable of overcoming your trials, I have been there. I have felt lonely and filled with fear. I have felt overwhelmed by life. But I promise you that the Savior will help you overcome the trials you face. Turn to Him. He'll reach out to you. Draw upon the power He can give you. Fill your mind with His teachings. Fill your heart with His love. Put your faith in God. Build your faith in Jesus Christ. The answer is always Jesus Christ. My dear friends, I have a testimony that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, and yours as well. He has helped me. He has come to me. I believe He will come to each one of you and give you the power you need, give you the comfort, give you the peace. I know that young Joseph Smith is the prophet of the restoration. I know that to be true. I'm grateful to have a testimony. I'm grateful that I know these things, and I know them by the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.